This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning here for the 9 o'clock hour. Dave Hyde's with us all day, Dan Day. You just heard doing the update. We've got Jamie back here working with us, so we've got a full team here. While Hollywood's on his way to North Carolina with the family and getting ready for the ACC meetings.
ACC Lampoon vacation, right, huh?
Yeah, doing a little bit of both and getting around. The ACC is going to be an interesting one. How many guys are going to complain about the NIL and transfer portal?
Oh, all the coaches, that's their thing. Wait till Dabo gets up there. He was like the –
Dabo's starting to –
he's turning around,
he's coming
isn't
in
he?
Somebody must have got a hold of Dabo and said, Dabo, listen, you still won it last year, but let's go ahead and hit this transfer
portal. If you want to survive, you want to survive as a coach.
A little transfer portal. We got some money up here. We're fine. You know, Clemson's okay. Got a good
it's
alumni.
It's funny, all these teams that had no money, all these programs, well, college can't afford it. They didn't have money to pay players. Now they have $20 million. That's sort of the budget to pay players, right?
Okay, so I knew this was going to happen because I called this a couple weeks ago when they came out with that $20.5 million for the whole sports department, the whole one. That's what they could spend on NIL, which is a joke. I mean, they spend a lot more than that on football.
Right. Now they're spending more. That tells you that.
So Lane Kiffin came out and goes, well, I know guys in this league aren't covered. They're going way over the $20.5 million. So, you know, Lane, he's just calling everybody out because he really doesn't care. And he's turned out to be a hell of a coach, by the way. He really has turned out to be a really
good coach. I went to FAU games, and the first quarter – you did not want to be – I only went to like a handful of them, but every one I went to, the first quarter, the first three or four series of FAU, I saw offense I'd never seen, and they're just destroying teams just purely on strategy.
So I was afraid of this, and more people are starting to say it. Lane's the first guy to come out and openly admit it. I know for a fact. Other schools in this conference are going over $20.5 million that they're allowed for part of the NIL. You can still raise it privately, but the schools are on the hook for $20.5 million, and that's what they're supposed to stick with. There is no question.
Wait, they're supposed to stick with, says who? The NCAA?
That's $20.5 million. I think that's what they put out there for them, but it's such a joke.
Nobody's
first of all, the SEC basketball is over $10 million for their basketball programs, which they had almost every team in the SEC was great at basketball last year.
Well, Miami's spending a quarter of that on their quarterback. I mean, look, Miami's spending a lot of money, and they're up there probably with most teams, but I still can't believe if the Ohio States and the some of those SEC schools,
what they spent on a five-star quarterback who they don't even know if he can play yet out of high school. Yeah, so all the big guys are spending a lot of money, a lot more than $20.5 million. there must be a way to justify it. Or is the NCAA, did they just throw this number out and nobody's going to check on it or police it? It's just a joke. I mean, they put this stuff out there. It sounds great.
Well, the NCAA doesn't have any teeth anymore, you know, for the last.
You know who's got all the teeth? The Big Ten and SEC have all the teeth.
Yeah.
That's where all the teeth are. They got a big bite to them. So I don't know what's going to happen. College football is going to start up. We'll get going again. And then as soon as the transfer portal opens up and the NIL and guys start losing players, I said, see that? They bought them. Which, by the last thing I'm getting tired of hearing about, too.
Well, they're all buying them, so it is.
Georgia whining about other schools spending too much money. If they don't come here, it's because they got paid more. Oh, that's a weak one. So,
but you have to think, like, Cam Ward, I thought, had the best answer about money and decision-making when he came here from Washington State, and he said, look, there were five or six schools I was going to get the same. I was going to get the money. So it came down to other things beyond the money, you know, which to him was stepping into an offense where there were a lot of players coming back, good players coming back, because he had 1 year to prove himself. So to the point, all these five-star guys, a lot of them are going to get relatively the same money anywhere.
Dave, if I'm a young quarterback, three-star quarterback, I'm not going to one of these big schools right off the bat. I think everybody's missed the boat. I'm going to do what Cam Ward just did. You know, Cam Ward's backup is the highest paid guy in college football right now. He went to Oklahoma. He went at Washington State the year before. Put up big numbers. Miami made a hard run at him. They didn't get him. He was going with his former head coach is now the coordinator at Oklahoma, so he followed him. But he got paid big money. I just think you go to a smaller school where you can get paid, where you can build up your resume, show you can play. And even if it's the Pac-12, what's going to be the new Pac-12 out there, Washington State and Oregon State are part of, go play and play great at those schools, and then you're going to be able to – the money's only going up on quarterbacks next year. It's not going down. You're a top-notch guy. You're going to get $4 or $5 million again next year.
Yeah, when suddenly from 1.5 – Cam Ward got about 1.5, and he was highly known within the college – you know, that how good he was. Now, no one thought he was number one pick in the draft. But a top quarterback going 1.52, now over $4 million for a top quarterback. So the market has gone up on college quarterbacks.
I will tell you, though, Miami got their money's worth.
And more from Cam Ward.
Yeah. He was worth every dime. $1.5 million. You just heard me. $1.5 million for a college athlete. He was worth every dime of that $1.5 million
from
the exposure he gave him at the NFL draft was you're the number one overall pick, even though he didn't get as much as he should have because everything, all the other drama going on
around Sanders.
But you look at all the games and everything he did, that was a win.
You know what I'll also say? Cam Ward got his money's worth from the University of Miami, that he came down here and everything clicked, and he stepped into the program, and yeah, he made it click, but everything was in place for him to succeed, and they allowed him to succeed to the point the stage rose on him to the point he could be the number one pick in the draft.
I think same reason Carson Beck's here.
Yeah.
They say this offensive line's better than last year's offensive line. A lot of people think it's got a whole bunch of key guys and actually a couple of key backups too on that thing. My God, the size of those two tackles.
It's crazy. That was the big change. The NFL scouts were already talking about a couple of Miami's offensive linemen, and they're being told you got to wait because they're not eligible.
So Maui Noah going to be here. He's going to go in the first round. Yeah. He's going to be gone at right tackle. They got this five-star guy ready to go, who's a huge, strong kid that they've got a commitment to, so he'll be coming here. But, and he's got guys to throw to. He's got two big backs behind him that are coming off really good years. So it will give him – Carson Beck's got a chance to have some success We'll actually talk to him tomorrow.
Well, that's sort of the, remember we were talking about Nick Saban and how he got it up and running, and part of it was guys would look at all the guys going to the pros. When Miami had it up and running under Jimmy and Dennis, you'd look at who's going to the pros. Now Miami's offensive line coach, Alex Mirabal, he's got a track record of sending guys to the pros. And so that absolutely has to help getting the next guy.
Yeah. No. I'm with you on everything they're doing. They just got to win games now, man. Just got to win games. We'll talk to Mario. Will be with us tomorrow morning too. We'll talk to him about getting set with his team and how he feels about it with the transfer portal, especially the transfer portal that he had after spring football. We'll talk about all that stuff coming up here.
I can't even keep up with the college transfer portals and when they can recruit now and it's like just a constant barrage of they got another one.
I don't think the high school recruiting, because now they're recruiting high school players. You're going, are they recruiting guys going to be seniors next year,
right,
or juniors
or eighth
next
graders?
Year?
Yeah.
So they don't just start when they're like 16 or 17. That stuff starts at 14 and 15, and you get your list out. You start sending them stuff. We're going to offer you a scholarship, and we want you. But the money thing, I think the money thing is the one that's hard for these coaches, because you recruit them. They seem like they're happy. And then the last question you get from the player and his mom and dad, how much money are you going to give my son?
Welcome to the real world. That's the way it works, right? You don't think that, but Joe, that question was always asked, but it just might have not been asked directly in the manner it's asked right now, right?
You know, Mario always says the difference now from the way it used to just be under the table. Now it's over the table.
Yeah.
Mario said that more than once,
and it's true. I mean, I'll look at the SEC and. I think the SEC more than the Big Ten. I'd like to think my Midwestern brethren had that morality of not overpaying. You don't think that? You don't think though, Joe?
I think the SEC.
The SEC was in a world of its own, though. Right? Yeah.
I think Jimbo Fisher, for just a split second, when Nick took some shots at him, and he made a comment,
and he told the truth,
and he said, "You know, Nick, I coach with you if you want to go back. We're at LSU together. I'd be more than glad if you want to go through that, let me know, because you're accusing me of stuff. Let me know, because we can go through it." And I think old Nick kind of backed off a little bit. Listen, great coach, don't get me wrong. And you see everybody else doing it, so you don't have a problem with it, and they got away with it. Anyway, hey, Dave.
It's a lot healthier on top of the table. It just makes for an unseemly conversation at times.
Wow. Yeah, no question about it. It's crazy. Hey, we got to go to break here. We'll jump back with you in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Oh, my gosh. I love a couple of numbers they always come out with. And it goes something like this. 36-135-7. 36 years in the business, man. Great service. 7 days a week and 135 trucks on the road daily to serve you. With great plumbers, experienced plumbers, as well as trained and certified technicians for any kind of air conditioning problem you've ever had. So if broken, it's dead, it's not coming back, it happens sooner or later to your water heaters and your air conditioning unit. It sure is nice to know that you should know. We got a warehouse full of all size air conditioning units and water heaters ready to go for you. Oh, man, they're still going strong. Family owned and operated. Same day installation is always the goal. We have financing plans to help you out with tons of experience ready to take care of all of your air conditioning problems. It's another hot summer. I guess you've noticed that. If you need a new air conditioning unit or the one you have fixed, go with some people who have been doing it for a long, long time. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them, still family-owned, ready to help you at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Air Around the Clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, and good morning to everybody out there. Dave Hyde's in with us this morning as we continue on. Just a couple of days away from the start, open of a full squad for the Miami Dolphins. Veterans will report tomorrow. I'm guessing most of them are already in, and they'll be practicing Wednesday. And before you know it, they'll be going to Chicago and then hitting the road and going right to Detroit for a long road trip. I'm guessing he's going to do a lot of team building during that time with days off. And
isn't that what we always hear after the somewhere during the season, if things are going well, we really bonded as a team when we were on the road. There's only one team, I think, that still does training camp away, and that's Kansas City. And Kansas City, Andy Reid, old school, goes away. It used to be, yeah, I don't know, a third.
I think Dallas still goes to Southern California.
Do they go to Oxnard still?
Yeah, I saw them just now with the buses.
They were
TV.
In Oxnard. Okay, all right. Well, then there you go. I was wrong. There's still a couple teams that do that. Yeah. It used to be very common. You know, half the teams in the league seem to go away somewhere for a week and bond. But this would be the Dolphins' idea of that, of, you know, getting everybody lives and meals together and living together. And I'm sure they'll have some nightly entertainment together, meaning, you know, they have speakers who go around the league and talk to teams.
So let's talk about Mike McDaniel for a second. I haven't done this. So Mike, and you brought this some of this stuff up in your article from the Sun Sentinel, if people get a chance to read it. You're probably a little curious to see if he changes in year four for this camp, because you mentioned conditioning after practice. I don't think they're going to do. I think sports science will control that. But some other things about guys coming out, and if camp will look any differently, if players will get treated any differently, not that we'll know, but players will say something about it.
Yeah, usually this, how hard are they going to practice, you know? And because Calais Campbell, I remember talking to him in midseason last year about how this camp, how this feel was compared to other teams. And he said, well, the word when he signed was it was easy here. You know, now Mike's idea is that he wants to do more repetitions rather than sprints, which makes sense. But the point is, to the players, Campbell said it was easy. Okay, and I'm not – the NFL is trying to figure out training camp right now, how to do it.
Well,
with injuries,
they want to be healthy. They want to be healthy for
be
the
healthy,
opener.
Right.
Even if you're a little rusty,
right,
even if you haven't played a lot, we want to make sure you're going full speed, ready to go in that opener.
And so I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just trying to get a handle on what are the Dolphins trying to accomplish here. You know, and Mike did come in with different ideas of how he wanted to do things. And so I'll be interested, okay, is that still going to be in place? Does he change? Is he still want to refer to players as teammates as he did? Because, look, the goal of every team is what the Panthers had, where the players lead the team, the core of players. Every coach, every organization wants that. But the players have to deserve
that. But not every guy can do that.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. They
even
have
on
to,
my team, like some guys, Some guys are self-motivated to be great every day, and you don't have to worry about them. But you got other guys that, if you allow them, they're going to leave early and come late.
Especially, I think, in football. I remember talking to Jimmy Johnson when I did the book with Jimmy, and he said that football is a game you got to kick. He said, I have to really motivate my coaches to motivate the players, because it's just human nature in football to go easier, because it is a violent game at its core, you know, and not everybody wants every day to be violent. And so the question becomes for Mike is, how do you motivate everybody this year? And does he change? Do you think – I think he's changed already from the standpoint he got rid of Jalen Ramsey. He, from the start of this offseason, I'm not bringing him back. That came right from Mike. And that was different than the past 2 years. I can work with anybody. I'll make it work with everybody.
I got to tell you, if you this year – after all this talk that he started and he wanted out, there's no question about being late. He wanted everybody to know how bad the problem was. I thought it was a terrible idea the way he handled it, but that's the way Mike did it. If you come back this year and you at some point are late, you got to be the biggest idiot of all time, considering how much he's talked about this topic. Right.
Well, I would say this: if you're late and you're not a starter, you should be cut, because if you're Mike and you're going to hold up to this standard, or there should be some huge penalty that beyond public shaming or whatever.
Well, the other one is, and I don't think this is big a deal. I know it's not to Omar, since we've been talking about Omar too. When we go out to stretch or to put our pads on, like, everybody got to go out at the same time. You can't come out 10 minutes later than the other guy.
Yeah, that was Tyreek and Jalen Ramsey last year.
I think a lot of this stuff was those two.
Yeah. And so one way to stop that is to get rid of one of the big offenders. And to me, the question to me at the start of this offseason was more Tyreek, because all the things we saw at the end of the year.
You feel like, though, Tyreek's pretty motivated. I feel like Tyreek Hill's really motivated.
He sounds like it, and he's acting like it.
Went out and ran 10-100 meters. I'm with Perk on that.
Sounds like it, and he's acting like it, but it's easy to do in June and July. And the real question is going to come in November when they've lost two or three in a row, and he's got four targets and one catch two catches. You know, and so... I will say, the question to me last year was also, I could understand some of Tyreek's frustration when the offense isn't using his talent. When in the Green Bay game, they have 1st and 9 in the biggest game of the year, and he's not on the field for three plays, and they put in the rookie Washington rather than him, and ran him for three plays, and so there was reason that Tyreek should have been frustrated at times, but yeah, you know, ultimately too, you know, some of the things he did weren't acceptable, and including not going back on the field.
Yeah, doesn't matter what time it is.
I don't care. Yeah. You know, I would have. Now they decided to move on from Ramsey, and same decision was made to the larger team that this isn't acceptable.
Yeah, no. Besides getting rid of him, they wanted everybody else to see it too.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're exactly right about that. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us. We'll talk more about the Miami Dolphins this morning, but first, how about some real life stuff here for just a second, man? When something hits you hard that affects your life, boy, it can really put you in a bad situation. Maybe anxiety kicks in, depression. Maybe the drinking's gotten a little out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. This is what happens. It's happened to a lot of us. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks, they get it. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse, led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. We've got something that will work for you to give you great results and get you back out on your feet. Most insurance is accepted. If you need a reset, Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.